KFIZ News Time is coming up on 9-11, 11 minutes past 9 o'clock here on a Friday. It's July 2nd of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you as we start up hour number two of the program on a Friday. Of course, that means it's time for Behind the Badge. And first up this morning is our friends at the City of Fond du Lac Police Department. The segment brought to you by Whalen Towing and Service here in KFIZ. Joining us on the phone lines, live edition of Behind the Badge 2, is Officer Steve Olson here this morning. Steve, happy Friday. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well, Spencer. Happy Friday to you as well on a beautiful day.
Beautiful day and heading into holiday weekend. And, you know, it's going to be a hot one out there. But, you know, 4th of July weekend usually is a pretty warm one. You know, it's summertime and should be a nice weekend to get out and enjoy.
Absolutely. Happy 4th to everybody. And real quick, before we get into our program today and I introduce our special guest that we have with us, I just wanted to, you know, we talk about it every year, you know, if 4th of July fireworks safety. Just please, you know, if you're going to be using fireworks, whether, you know, adults, teens, especially if you're going to let your kids be around them, remember sparklers. I talk about this all the time, but 2,000 degrees they burn at, and that is hot enough to melt some metals. So please be, you know, cognizant of that with kids and never try to relight a firework that doesn't go off. So just be safe. Make sure they're distinguished when you're done with your little driveway fireworks display, if that's what you're going to do, and you know, just be safe.
Yep, be safe and be smart about things, and just have a nice weekend.
So speaking of being safe, I know I've kind of featured a lot of school resource officers on the program, and, you know, I've got the in for that, we'll say. someone I believe I've not had on the show yet, though. I know he's been on the show in the past, though. It is, he's a school resource officer, one of the two at the high school. Everyone, say good morning to Officer Mike Gales. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Spencer.
Morning.
So what we, Mike and I were talking yesterday, and I was telling him I was going to be doing the radio show, and he's like, what are you talking about? And I said, well, you know, one of the things that never fails throughout the summer months, people will come up to me and they'll say, so what do you do in the summer? Are you back on patrol? Are you, you know, sometimes I see your squad at the schools, but there's no kids there. You know, so what do you do? And I thought, you know what, this might be an interesting show to talk about exactly the role of the school resource officers when, in fact, there's technically no school. So that's what we're going to focus on today. And Mike's been involved in a really cool opportunity that he's brought forth along with some of our professional friends to focus on some kids this summer that don't have maybe as many opportunities as others. So we're going to talk about that today. But I think to start off, the school resource officers, we are housed under or in, if you want to think about that, in our department's detective bureau. Mm-hmm. So in the summer months, we spend a lot of our time assisting detectives with, you know, doing follow-up on cases. And I would say 90% of the cases that we conduct follow-up / investigate in the summer have something to do with juveniles. So that takes up, you know, I think the bulk of our time. But we still, and this is really important to all of us, including the school district, is we still try very, very hard to stay connected to kids, because, you know, I've been doing this now for quite a few years, and I think one of the worst things, I mean, everybody looks forward to summer, but for so many kids, school is one of their only real stable things in their lives. And you make connections all school long with kids, and you get through to them, and then school's out, well, you know, they go sometimes to an environment that, you know, it's not as structured as school was, and they're away from their friends, and there's just more opportunity, we'll say, for, you know, for things to just not go as well as they could be. So by us trying to, you know, stay in touch with them you know, whether that's at local pools or, you know, the parks, whatever it is, if we, you know, see a group of kids out, you know, a lot of times we just stop and hang out, which leads me to asking Mike to kind of explain what, you know, and maybe some people have been noticing some really cool posts on our department's Facebook page of, you know, a lot of the school resource officers hanging out with kids in a very different environment. So, Mike, you want to just kind of touch on what we've been doing on Tuesdays and Thursdays?
Yeah, so this is something that we kind of thought up during the school year. Me and we have a youth advocate out at the high school. Her name is Carrie from DSS, and we thought that we should come up with some type of activities to do during the summer. So we kind of got together with DSS and the school district, and we came up with, let's hang out on Tuesdays and Thursdays with, you know, whatever kids that we can get together in the local area and just, you know, hang out with them. Like you had been talking about, you know, these are the kids that we've been working with all school year long, and I hate to lose touch with them during those summer months. So, yeah, so far on Tuesdays we tried to stay within the city and kind of go to different parks. We were at Taylor Park earlier this week. We played some softball and basketball, and some people might have seen Officer Olson and myself doing the hula hoop. I don't know if that video surfaced or not, but he definitely beat me, if anybody was wondering. We did have a little friendly competition, but those dance moves he has definitely correlates with hula hooping. But, yeah, then on Thursdays we try to do some bigger activities, and sometimes that takes us out of the city. So yesterday we were at the Fondy Sports Complex and got to do some go-karting and mini golf, and that was a lot of fun. So just coming up in the next week, I know we have a pretty cool, right after 4th of July, we're going to the National Guard Armory here in Fond du Lac, and Sergeant Foster from the National Guard is actually going to put on a nice day for us out there.
Yeah, really cool. I think we're into our second week now, and you know, even the days, you know, when we don't necessarily take a trip, but we are, like Mike said, just kind of hanging out. The conversations that we're afforded with a lot of these kids are absolutely, I mean, priceless, isn't it? It doesn't do it justice, because we just get to talk about life with them. And I had a conversation last week with a couple boys after the program, and it was about how to tie a tie. Hmm. And one of those things that, you know, me personally take for granted that, well, everybody knows how to tie a tie. And these boys were really, like, intrigued with, you know, a tie that I happened to have been wearing that day, and it, you know, another light kind of bulb kind of went on, and I was like, you know what? I said, boys, would you like to learn how to tie a tie? And they were just like, yeah, and that'd be really cool. So, I mean, we aren't always, you know, just going and doing something that we would maybe say super fun, like, you know, riding go-karts and all those things like we got to do yesterday. It's what we're trying to do is also, you know, hit on a lot of life skills that, you know, will translate, you know, who knows, you know, the benefits of that down the road. So it's, to me, that's what I'm getting out of this the most. Yesterday I met a new student that came to the activities, and he had never been on go-karts ever. And I was like, oh boy, this is going to be an adventure. And we had to pry him off the go-kart track. But, you know, it's being able to really give, you know, simple little things like that, opportunities to kids that, you know, again, you know, maybe just either don't have that opportunity, or, you know, just for other reasons where we just really want them to stay connected to a sense of community. And that's this program. We've got so many cool things coming up on the calendar, from bike safety events to I think we're going to a zoo. And, you know, and then it's fun just watching the kids themselves interact, you know, and have their little conversations. So that is, if everyone, you know, or I should say if anyone, you know, happens to see us around town, we generally have our squad cars there. So sometimes it can look a little maybe intimidating, like, geez, what are these four squad cars doing in the park right now? Is everything okay? Everything's wonderful. We're literally just, you know, hanging out with kids, and, you know, and I think that's really, when you boil it down, that's what the role, I think, of, you know, police officers, especially those of us that work with youth, that's what we should be doing, is, you know, just simply hanging out and having those conversations.
Definitely good stuff.
Mike, yeah. Mike, anything else you want to add about where we're going or what you personally have been up to this summer? I know you are a busy man.
Well, you know, the only other thing that we try to do during the summer is take a little time off and hopefully get out to the golf course at some point. You know, that's something that we want to do, and hopefully me and Steve will be able to take some kids out to the golf course and show them how to hit the ball, or maybe Steve will show me, I'm not really sure sometimes, but that's one thing. And then, you know, another one that I love talking about as well is this fishing, because we get to go out to the high school and they have some fishing ponds out there, and man, the fish bite out there, and it's a lot of fun watching kids hook onto some of those big fish.
Absolutely, good, really good things to come, and man, we've been blessed with good weather so far too. So we hope that that keeps going.
For sure. Gentlemen, enjoy the 4th of July weekend, and we'll talk again soon. Steve will speak next week. Have a great weekend.
You also, Spencer. Happy 4th, everyone.
Thank you, Spencer.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ. It's Behind the Badge here, brought to you by Whalen Towing and Service. Thanks to the guys for joining us here this morning, live on a Friday morning.